gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic.
Time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home. Our special guest this morning is Drew Jackson from Tailwater. He's a commercial manager. Good morning, Drew. Thanks for joining us on Real Adventures.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Going very well. Now, it's been a fascinating time for the boating industry over the past 18 months. COVID hits and there's a huge amount of doom and gloom over the industry. And then apart from, I suppose, the first initial months of lockdown, it's been quite an astonishing rebound and an industry that just seems to be going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it was short-lived, actually, to be honest, in not only boating industry, but also like recreation industry in general. Like I think COVID hit around March last year and it sort of hung around for a few months. And then I guess we sort of all perhaps learnt to live with it. And I think it was sort of end of May, start of June for us when our sales just started going off the charts, and obviously everyone, you know, restricted from traveling overseas and you know, between states somewhat. People were thinking, well, what else can I do? And one of those things was to buy a boat. So we saw a huge explosion in sales then and has continued on since. With what's going on at the moment, can't see it slowing down anytime soon.
So under the Tailwater brand, Quintrex, Stacer, Savage, Yellowfin boats, you build trailers as well. So there's a huge amount to sort of cater for. The stuff that I'm particularly interested in, though, if we go back sort of 10, 15 years and where pressed aluminium boats were at and their marketplace share to where they are today, there's been a significant amount of invested money in maxi trailable boats. No longer do we just look at Quintrex and Stacer and Savage as, you know, your 4.5 metre runabouts that work, you know, well for the inland waterways. We're seeing some really, you know, large craft that are, you know, very much capable of handling, you know, really long range offshore conditions. I mean, the great example is the 759 Ocean Ranger, almost 7.5 meters long as a tinny. They're big boats now.
Certainly are, yeah. Boats have come a long way. You're talking back, you know, early 2000s, even earlier than that. You know, we were building what we call a tinny, and I suppose over the time, and you know, we've really invested in the development of that product. You know, not only pushed by Tailwater, but also our dealers and also our customers. You know, have demanded more. And that's really, I guess, driven us to really, I guess, innovate in the boat space, to develop with, you know, to some of the boats you see today. And as you mentioned, it's not just tinnies anymore. That, you know, we build boats, you know, 7 meter plus, and all shapes and sizes, and need to cater for all types of boat application, whether that be, you know, blue water along the coast or inland in rivers and estuaries and lakes of that type of application as well. So, you know, we've really put a lot into, I guess, the design of the hulls, but not only that, really looking at the customer experience being, you know, all the bells and whistles, the features that, you know, come with it, with, you know, seating and instruments and options and features that we can offer in that product. Obviously, people are spending their money. We want to give them their money's worth.
Is it easier given the, not the constraints, but the complexity of building a fiberglass boat, the molds and the work that goes into that versus just how nimble you can be as an aluminium boat manufacturer and how quickly you can change design? I mean, a great example of that is Quintrex at the moment, and it's gone full circle of what, you know, what was being offered 30 years ago. The Fishabout is back, but it's far more contemporary than it's ever been, clearly. But there seems to be a real ability to innovate and innovate the entire range really quite quickly.
Yeah, when you compare it to fiberglass, I would think that, yes, we can be a bit more agile with coming to market with new products, being that we can quickly adapt or introduce new features or boats relatively quickly. We still need to go through the right channels in regards to certification, making sure the boat complies with the Australian building standards and all of that, which all boat manufacturers have to as well. But from an aluminium perspective, we can be, you know, quite fast to market. I mean, we listen to what our customers are saying with the aids of our dealer networks to gain their feedback, but also, you know, rely on our, you know, research and development teams to, you know, come up with ideas that, you know, at the forefront of what, you know, people are thinking about and what people are wanting to implement into their boating lives. So yeah, it's something that we have up our sleeve that we're able to do that. And as you mentioned with the new Quintrex range that, you know, we've been able to do that to, you know, really in mind, we have, you know, customer experience is the big thing that we have in mind when we're developing and designing our models that it suits the needs of the now and we're already thinking of, you know, of what's happening in the future as well.
At Real Adventures, we have a little 399 Proline Angler that's been our Real Adventures project boat. We found it on a farm and we've brought it back to life. Now, I've got plenty of experience with Stacer throughout my life. Dad and I and the family, we went around Australia in 2001 and we took a Stacer 414 with, I think it was an 87 35 horsepower Johnson, and we took that to places we probably shouldn't have. The reason I bring it up though, you've been with the company for a while now. Do you have a boat that has been your favourite over the years? Because the favourite for me, and it's clearly on the back of the experiences we had with it, was that little Stacer 414 where we launched, you know, circumnavigated Dunk Island and different islands right up and down the Whitsundays up to Cooktown and the like. You know, they're vehicles that bring you incredible joy. Do you have one that you look back and go, that was a model that I just loved and we nailed it and the consumer loved it as much as we did?
Oh, mate, look, I've had a few boats over the time as well. But
it's a hard question, isn't it? Who's your favourite child?
I sort of always revert back to my upbringing as a child as well. And I was knocking about in the Gippsland Lakes down there and I had a little 3-metre Savage Snipe that I used to rip around the lakes in and that was, you know, I used to fish and whatever out of that. So that was, I guess, one of my memories of boating. That was probably one of my first memories of boating, and that sort of got me, you know, hooked into it. And you know, I'll never forget that.
A few years ago in 2019, BRP announced the acquisition of nearly 80% of Tailwater. What has that meant for Tailwater itself, expanding R&D, all those sorts of things? And what can we expect from or over the next sort of 12 months in terms of offerings, and what can we look forward to from a brand perspective?
Interesting question. Yeah, look, BRP has, I guess, diversified into marine. You know, they've and part of that, or their marine group, is Tailwater. Essentially, initially, nothing has changed. It's business as usual for Tailwater. I suppose what BRP brings as a corporate, you know, we're trying to blend, you know, the good things and what Tailwater has offered and is why our brands are where they are today, but also then blend that with what, you know, the processes and systems that BRP can offer that we can, I guess, improve what we already do. But then from a research and development point, you know, part of BRP's ethos, if you like, is to, you know, really drive people and look at how you can move people. And part of that is to innovate. Now, they've, you know, really heavily invested in our research and development team. So, you know, we're looking, as I said before, sort of for products that, you know, we can, I think, develop down the track, but realistically, initially, I think is just looking at a current range and slightly tweaking it so that, you know, the, again, like I referred to before, is the customer experience is what we're really targeting and making sure that that is, you know, is really improved and what people are expecting from their boating experience.
Drew, it's been a pleasure having you on Real Adventures this morning and talking all things Telwater and some of our favourite brands in Quintrex, Staser, Savage, and of course, Yellowfin. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Patrick, and go Pies.